We do not foreclose on any tactical options available to us. We do not have a moral prerogative to foreclose as a moral principle any tactical option available to us in the face of what it is that's actually going on out there, if not here. But you can find it here as well. What it is happening in the third world happens in every barrio, every migrant camp, every inner city, every Indian reservation in this country. And it doesn't just restrict itself to communities of color. You can find it in Appalachia as well. It's both a racial ethnic issue and a class issue by a structure that consigns people to the dregs of misery just as a concomitant of doing business and wishes to extrapolate itself in predatory fashion in an even more virulent form upon the remainder of the planet. If there were a serious movement, a serious opposition in this country, which could be relied upon to do its level best to affect fundamental change in this country, one could assume that those in the third world who are bearing the brunt of what it is that's happening might be in a position where they could say, we could give it some more time. We could give it some more time. But such a movement does not presently exist for the reasons that I've already indicated. We have to ask ourselves now what it would be that would be required to create such a movement. Well, the first is a consciousness of what it is that I'm talking about, the non-foreclosure of options. What I'm not doing is making an argument here that everybody should run out and get yourself some Molotov cocktails, get yourself a piece, snipe at the cops, do all those silly things that they are always accusing us of being about doing when we make these kinds of articulations. No, I am saying get yourself intellectually, psychologically prepared. Get yourself equipped, get yourself trained, have available the option to engage in a reflexive and flexible manner to whatever the situation is that presents itself so that you can engage in a reasonable and rational analysis of what it is that might work in any given instance. I believe in armed struggle. I have engaged in armed struggle over the last 20 years on repeated occasions. With that belief in hand and with that experience in hand, my own praxis, probably 95% of it, has been of the nature of what would be called nonviolent. I've engaged in petition campaigns. I engage in marches. I engage in protests of various sorts. I engage in boycotts. I engage in all those lines of activity, and I do not restrict myself to that. Thank you very much. In fact, my refusal to restrict myself to that and that of other people with whom I work, their refusal in common with my own, often adds a measure of credibility to the other modes of protest that would otherwise be absent. And I'm not telling people who have moral compunctions against engaging in armed struggle that they need to violate those compunctions, but what you have to do is manifest solidarity rather than condemnation and repudiation for those who don't share those principles. We must operate on a basis of mutual respect.